call received from Home Care Agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. What area are you? Am I calling?
We cover all areas, ma'am. This is a home care agency. Did you need help?
Yes, I am currently on home care.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I like to switch it to my fiance for him to do my home care.
Okay, we can assist through that. What county do you reside in?
I live in Delaware County.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My name is Deborah, Debrah Myers, Myers.
And your date of birth, Ms. Myers?
2/26/64.
And your home address?
I was going to go with it, 101 mm-hmm. Sycamore Avenue,
ooh, I live
Folsom,
in Sycamore,
PA.
101 Sycamore Avenue.
Ave, Folsom, PA.
You said Folsom? Spell that for accuracy.
Folsom, F-O-L-S-O-M.
And the zip code?
Folsom, PA, 19033.
And you were saying that you was going to do what?
I was on with a different agency, but mm-hmm. I wasn't comfortable with him. So I switched to another one, but I just want to switch my agency. I just signed the paperwork and all about a week and a half ago. I want to switch agencies and start fresh.
Okay, you can
with someone new.
You can. And
okay.
What's your boyfriend's name, your fiance?
His name is Todd, T-O-D-D,
mm-hmm.
Chris, C-H-R-I-S-T.
I-S-Z as in zebra?
No, T as in Thomas. Chris, Christ as in Christ.
C-H-R-I-T.
S-T, S-T.
Christ.
Christ.
Got it.
Yes.
And a good number to reach, Mr. Christ.
610-909-0770.
Okay, give me one second. Let me see who's available so that we can get this, get you guys rocking and rolling, okay? Do you have
okay.
your service coordinator's information?
Service coordinator, who would that be? The one that I hired or the woman?
From your insurance.
Yes, her name is, I have to get it off my phone, and I don't know how to do that when I'm on the phone with you. Her name is Cynthia Walker.
One second. And is it through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
It's from Keystone, through Keystone.
Okay. And you say you have 24 hours a day or a week?
24 hours a week.
Okay.
I just put in for extra hours, but they denied me. And I have seizures, and I don't understand why, but...
Have you had any new medical diagnosis, any new prescription meds, any trip falls, emergency visits to the ER?
I'm on the same thing, but I've been having seizures, but
right.
I don't have an appointment until May 5th.
Right. So that's why, because you don't have any that I mentioned. The only way that they can increase your time or change anything on your care plan is if there's a change in your medical conditions. So what qualifies that? Any new medications? Any trips to the ER where you have been found,
we call the ambulance. Okay. Well,
any new medical diagnosis,
right now, no.
New medications, any trip and falls, hospitalizations, all of that is what they
yeah.
look at.
No,
if you don't,
have
any
of
they're
that.
Not going to look at it. They're not going to. Because you already been
okay.
given the time you got with your current conditions.
Okay. Okay, yes. No. As of now, no.
Well, now you understand, right? Because I know you said, I don't understand
yes.
why they haven't given it to me. That is why.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't explained to me like that from the other agency, but I'm okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you know what we need to do, right?
No.
We need a little trip to the ER.
Okay.
We need, you need to call your primary doctor, tell him that you're, the...
Well, my primary care doctor is the one that gave me a letter
right.
saying that I needed someone to care for me, that
right.
I was having seizures.
Right.
Yeah.
We need him to say now that the seizures are coming more frequently. There's a change. You need to show a change in your status. Meaning the state already knows you get seizures.
Right.
So what's happening with the seizures? Have they progressed? Have they gotten better?
Yes.
Have they gotten worse?
Yes.
So, well, then
have been like one.
Well, you and I know that, right? But the state doesn't.
Yes, that's why he wrote me the letter.
Right, but the
and
letter's
And I sent
not
it enough. To the people from Keystone, and they just denied me and said that the seizures don't matter.
They do.
And, yeah.
They do. We just have to work around it. That's all. I just spoke to you without speaking to you what you need to do, so.
Okay, yes. Okay. But in the meantime.
It needs to be in writing that the seizures have been progressing. Not that you
okay.
need more home care. They're not going to see that.
Okay.
It needs to be medically diagnosed, written on your charts that your seizures are
okay.
getting worse. So that is requiring you more assistance in the home.
Oh, okay. I get it. I'm writing this down as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. Okay.
Because the doctor
right,
can say you need 30
meantime.
Hours worth of home care a day. That they're not going to look at that. What they're going to look at is your current medical conditions. Okay?
Okay. I get it. Yes, I get it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to be
okay,
submitting the
so
referral to further you along. I'm just waiting for one of the ladies here, our specialist, to get become available. And Ms. Dina
okay.
is... Let me see if she's available. Hold on one second. I just said that without knowing. Yes, she is. I'm going to transfer you
okay.
to Ms. Dina. She's going to further you along, okay, in the transferring process.
All
okay,
right.
Welcome to Family First. My name is Jasmine. It's been a pleasure assisting you. All right, Ms. Deborah, you hang in there.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Jasmine.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm doing well. You were just transferred, right?
Yes, I was just
yeah.
transferred to, yes.
Yes, okay. So I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I'll be assisting until you're ready to go, okay, at the agency.
Okay.
So I just wanted to go over the process with you quickly. Am I speaking right now with the patient?
Yes,
okay.
Deborah Myers, yes.
Deborah, hi, Deborah. So in order
hi.
To transfer agencies, two things need to take place. The first thing would be for your caregiver to complete their requirements, okay? And
okay.
the second thing would be for the insurance to send an authorization. Now, do you have a specific day that you're looking to start?
I'm already on. I get 24 hours, and my
yes.
fiance was taking care of me. And then I switched it over to this other agency,
mm-hmm.
but I want to switch it back and have him take care of me. I'm more comfortable with him taking care of me.
Okay, that's not a problem. So we can sign up your fiancé. We'll send everything over to him so that he can sign up as a caregiver with us. And we're going to, when we call the insurance, we're going to request an authorization. Let's do it. It usually takes a couple of days for the authorization to send in, so I'm trying to figure out a good day. Do you want to do it in a week from today, Wednesday?
Wednesday. Okay, that'll work.
Okay. All right, so I'll notify the insurance. Did you guys call, you and Jasmine, call your service coordinator or no?
No, I didn't do all that yet. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to get the information, so
yes.
I have to talk to my fiancé. So can I call you back at this number and ask for you? And after I get all that straightened out, I can call and we can start the process?
Sure. I'm going to text you my number just in case you lose it, okay? I'm going to text you my number and my name, and then you just call me when you're ready.
Okay. Thank you, Dean. I appreciate that.
No problem. You have a good one.
All right. You too.